This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. and Israel's intelligence agency heads met in Qatar's prime minister in Doha on Tuesday, according to a source, to discuss its next phase of a potential deal on the ongoing ceasefire in Gaza.
12 more hostages were released by Hamas on Tuesday in their ongoing ceasefire with Israeli forces. Israel's military confirmed that 10 Israeli citizens and 2 foreign nationals were on its territory. 30 Palestinian prisoners were released by Israel in exchange. A source has told Reuters that the heads of the CIA and Israeli intelligence met with Qatar's prime minister in Doha over what was described as the next phase of a potential deal. Egyptian officials were also present.
That's Reuters' Trevor Coral. Ukraine seems to be struggling to bolster its army as the war against Russian invaders drags toward their 2-year mark, meaning life reprieve for some of those already in service, Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony.
When Antonina Danilovich's husband, Oleksandr, enlisted in the Ukrainian army in March 2022, he lined up at the draft office alongside swathes of patriotic countrymen. She says those crowds are now non-existent. Danilovich and 25,000 others signed a petition to President Volodymyr Zelensky this autumn. They say military service cannot remain open-ended and insist troops be given a clear timeline for when they'll be discharged. The campaign has included 2 small protests in Kiev's main square in recent weeks, despite martial law prohibiting public demonstrations since the start of the war.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A mine operator says that an elevator suddenly dropped about 650 feet while carrying workers to the surface in South Africa, killing 11, injuring 75. Happened Monday at the end of the worker's shift at the mine in the city of Rustenburg. The injured workers were hospitalized with 14 in critical condition. 41 construction workers have been rescued from a collapsed tunnel in northern India, where they had been stranded for 17 days. The rescue on Tuesday was a happy ending to an ordeal that had gripped the country and required a massive rescue operation that overcame several setbacks. Locals, relatives, and government officials erupted in joy and sent off firecrackers as the elated workers walked out after receiving a brief checkup by doctors. A rare gathering of current and former U.S. presidents and first ladies came together to honor former first lady Rosalynn Carter.
She had met kings and queens.
Son Chip said she was, of course, around presidents, others in power, but she was most comfortable with the vulnerable, people who needed help.
My mom spent most of her life in love with my dad.
Amy Carter read from a letter Jimmy Carter wrote Rosalynn 75 years ago while he was off in the Navy.
Every time I have ever been away from you, I have been thrilled when I returned to discover just how wonderful you are.
And that he falls in love with her all over again.
Goodbye, darling. Until tomorrow. Jimmy.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Sudanese women of various backgrounds recently gathered in Kenya's capital to discuss the brutal war that has ravaged the country in the past 7 months.
Women in Sudan were a big part of a revolution that helped end 3 decades of autocratic rule by former Sudanese president Omar al-Bashir. Their push for a transition to a civilian government was cut short when war broke out 7 months ago.
Since April 15, voices of civilians and voices of women has been completely, sabotaged.
Hala al-Karib is with the Strategic Initiative for Women in the Horn of Africa. She says it's important to bring Sudanese women and civil society groups together. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
Pope Francis has canceled his trip to Dubai for the UN Climate Conference on doctor's orders. The announcement marked the second time the Pope's frail health forced the cancellation of a foreign trip. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.